I am joined here in the studio this morning with Suzanne V.A. Smith and Richard Clemens. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for making it up here. Did you have to like swim through the snow or what?
Well, probably Richard did more than I did because he's closer. Yeah. But yeah, Soap's Deli was a little bit marginal.
I actually walked up the stairs down here and
There were no stairs.
There were no stairs.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I was the first one to put tracks in there this morning.
Well, you know what? I love the snow because it's good for the garden.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the rain and the freezing and all that stuff, it just kind of hammers all your plans. Plants. Yeah. So anyway, thank you, Richard, for coming in.
No problem.
I want to talk about your, quote, fixer-upper garden that you and your wife, Laura, have developed in the historic Soapsuds Alley neighborhood of Haines. Laura was very instrumental in the replies, but she is not ready to be on the air, so we've got Richard speaking for them.
No, she's a bit shy.
That's okay. It's all right.
It's all right. So am I.
Yeah.
That's why I play a lot of music.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk either. So.
Good. So, Richard, can you tell us how you and Laura decided to take on garden design and development on your home and property?
Well, we really didn't know what we were getting into when we bought the house. And I knew about Fort Seward because I've been around Alaska for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And we bought the house in 2017 and moved in that summer. And we both have quite a bit of gardening experience. Our first goal was to prepare the house. And that took about 2.5 years. But during those years, I paid a lot of attention to how the groundwater moved, because there seems to be maybe a lot of hills in Haines are like this, where the groundwater moves down the hill and then it pops up into little springs. And there's a whole row of springs at the fort right along our elevation. So we made sure we put on gutters, which is not part of the original house.
Right.
And then we had a French drain put in to channel the water away from the house.
How do the gutters hold up with snow sliding off the
roof? Yeah, they're doing okay after 5 years now.
That's good.
They do get a bit overloaded, but they're okay.
They're okay.
And, you know, when they break down, you can give them to other gardeners, because a lot of gardeners start things in rain gutters.
Peas and strawberries.
Reduce and reuse, right?
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Drainage is a huge issue anywhere, but especially here we have a lot of challenges on our properties.
But also, you know, back in April 2020, as we were closing in on all finishing off the whole house, we contacted Sabine Churchill, and she kind of just walked us around the property. It's only a quarter acre. And she walked us around, and it was really good for us because we just got done with this big, overwhelming redo the house thing.
And
but Laura and I are very sequential people, and we broke it down into stages with Sabine's help. And so, you know, just ideas for different parts of the property. So that gave us the opportunity to just have little projects around instead of being overwhelmed by this whole big, oh, we have to bring in bulldozers and whatever. But instead, you know, just shovels and pitchforks work fine for us. So that really helped. So every year we chip away a little bit more and more.
Well, that's great to hear, because I know one of my issues is I look at my yard and I'm like, oh my God, and I start. So if you can focus on even, you know, 5 square feet, for a couple of days, and then move on to the next
one thing section. That really helps is when you buy some new property, just spend a lot of time there and see how the sun goes through the different seasons and how much light you get.
Right.
And I was really surprised to notice that from our house, noon is when the sun is right above this building, which I thought was, you go, okay, that's where noon is. And so the afternoon sun is the really peak growing time. And so you kind of have to plan where you put things according to how much sun they get.
Yeah. And yeah, I spend a lot of time moving mm-hmm. things because I think they'll do okay, mm-hmm. but they're either getting too much water, too much shade, too yep. much wind, and you move them and then they thrive. So.
And that's where Sabine came in really handy to give us suggestions for different type of plants that can survive with lower sun,
yeah.
you know, great. And just different spots along yeah. the house. So
well, that is wonderful. How did you use the home design issues along with the drainage issues mm-hmm. to help design beds and what to plant where? Well, you kind of just answered that, right?
Yeah, to a okay. certain degree. But our property, maybe a lot of people don't have this problem, but mm-hmm. we have two corners that are, and it's a pretty busy road, especially yeah. in the summer.
Yeah.
So where to put all the snow? So mm-hmm. you kind of think in the summertime, oh, it's all garden. Mm-hmm. You know, I can put gardens everywhere, but then you get 4 or 5 feet of snow and you got to put it somewhere. So, and you want it to drain away from your gardens and right. your house and everything. So you try right. to think about pushing the snow downhill rather than uphill.
Right.
And, I don't know, just little things like that really yeah. help out.
Yeah, so. Man, there's a ton of snow in Mountain Market's parking lot today. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it must be 20 feet tall.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Richard, I know that Laura traditionally loves to grow flowers, but what yep. made you both decide to try vegetables and edibles, and how has that gone?
Well, we've both tried them before in the
okay.
past.
Okay. In another, in like down south?
Yeah, know? We okay. both lived. She's mostly from Tacoma, and mm-hmm. I'm mostly from Seattle, but okay. I've been up here for about 40 years or so. I had so much scrap lumber when we got done with the house that I just started building raised beds. And Sabine great. Said, here's the perfect spot for them, mm-hmm. and which turned out to be true.
Mm-hmm.
So we have asparagus growing. We have one bed full of the Anway strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one, these aren't really big either. They're like 8 feet long and 3 or 4 feet wide. But I don't know. We're just trying out some different things
yeah.
now.
And
so.
Have you had luck with the asparagus yet? Or
no,
take...
we just planted it a year last
so it takes
year.
Time.
And I think it takes 3 years yeah. for it to yeah. grow. But I love yeah. asparagus. So.
I do too. I'll be over.
So we keep looking for other spots, and we got a lot of help from Burl Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
He came over and actually did a training class on how to maintain and manage fruit trees
mm-hmm.
because we inherited, and this is the great thing about buying an older house.
Yeah.
You get to inherit all the knowledge of the people that came before mm-hmm. you and owned the property. And somebody planted sour cherry trees, and we have three just glorious big ones mm-hmm. and some smaller ones, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that house was referred to
right,
as the cherry
house.
Right.
yeah, Dina, who lived there before, yeah. said she got 15 5-gallon drums
oh,
every
yeah.
year
yeah.
Or buckets
yeah.
of cherries.
Yeah.
So we pick what we need, and mm-hmm. then we invite people over
yeah.
to pick. But Burl was really good about getting up in the tree, actually.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, and pruning.
Uh-huh.
And mm. and we have one of those Joe Poor donated apple
yeah.
trees, and everybody sees it because it's
yeah.
right on the corner
right.
of Theater and Portage.
Yeah.
And I had to get my come along out there because it was leaning way down the hill.
Right.
So you really have to watch the snow load on your
yeah.
fruit trees,
yeah.
too, and prune the lower limbs so
mm-hmm.
they don't reach down into the ground
okay.
and things. So I've learned a lot about
yeah.
Fruit trees since I moved here.
Good.
So
now with those fruit trees, do you ever do electric fencing, or
no,
isn't it a problem?
No, we don't. It hasn't been a problem.
Yeah.
When we first moved here, we had a garbage can and we just put garbage in it.
Uh-huh.
And then a bear came by and dragged the garbage can
yeah.
all the way up here to the Chilkat
Center. Yeah.
And so that taught me a lesson.
Yeah.
And now we have a little shop shed that's right on Portage. And we keep all our garbage there.
Wow, you are lucky.
I know, we are lucky. So the other thing I have, I don't know when we're going to talk about
it.
It's
okay, go off script.
we also want to put in a plug for the Four Winds Farm, even though I'm
not supposed to mention businesses.
Sorry about
farm
that. But
up the highway.
You know, if we can't grow enough, they do. So go to the Saturday market and go to Haynes Packing. Oop, I mentioned another.
He's just a walking advertisement, isn't he?
It's okay, Richard. Better you than me.
But anyway,
I know. That's
I'm so glad that they are growing stuff out there. And it's such a great spot out there, too. You know, and there are so many spots now that I ride my bike out the highway. The things that face the south and John Floreski's got a perfect spot out there, you know.
Yeah,
and I
he
always
really,
think, man, you could grow corn there or something if you wanted to.
Yeah, there's some wonderful spots out there, and it's been very successful for farmers. And I'm the same way. I'm not very good at growing vegetables. I love flowers. I mean, I do it, but they're not that great. But I just go out and support the farm. They do it so much better. Let's all support them. Okay, tell me about your worm composting.
Oh, I'm interested in this.
Everybody's interested in worms, you know?
I'm not.
Well, our cat is. Our cat, we keep our worms down in the basement because these old Fort houses have full basements.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I mean,
know.
It's concrete floor and everything with a drain in it. Yeah. So I have it doesn't take up much space, but it's one of those plastic worm bins that you can buy. And
with the different layers?
Yep. With the different layers. And you just save up all your egg cartons and newspapers. I get the Ketchikan Daily News. And
they'll
all
be
of our,
happy to know that you're using it.
That's mostly what I use it for. Yeah. That and the Sudoku. And we just, I mean, it's a win-win situation because everything costs money to go to the dump.
Oh, yeah.
So why have stinky garbage that attracts bears when you can put it in your worm bin and make fertilizer?
Okay, so have the worms ever escaped?
yes.
Okay, enough said.
That's my nightmare.
But we have a cat, and the cat likes to go downstairs and
round
have
them up.
A discussion with them and round them up. Yeah, so I think that's what's happening, but I need some more evidence, I guess.
You need a camera down there.
And
that's a good idea. Yeah.
What about the flies?
There are flies. Well, you know, that's the thing about having fruit trees. Because in August, when all the cherries get ripe, we have a lot of flies just everywhere around the property.
Yeah.
And they find food wherever. So I don't know what you can really do about it.
Yeah. But, well, they're part of nature, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're
so
there.
But, you know, you have the fly strips and you catch as many
and
as
it's
you
in
can.
Your basement. So, you know.
And it doesn't stink. And it's good that it's right by a drain because it's a little bit messy.
Right.
But I have given worms away to a whole bunch of people. You have to get the red wigglers.
Right.
They can't freeze.
Yeah.
So you have to keep them where it's above 40 degrees or so.
Okay, well, you know what? We have so much to talk about, and we're not going to get to it, but that brings me to another issue. We can have you on again so we can finish it in March or April or whenever. We'll figure it out. But I just want to say it was so inspiring for me to see not only what you've done with the house, and you've kept the integrity of Fort Seward with everything.
One thing we did as far as gardening goes is we made the porch bigger, and a lot of people with these old fort houses enclosed their porches, and we made ours bigger, and Laura just went crazy with all kinds of annuals and pots, and sweet peas grow like crazy, and they can climb up the columns of the house. And
it's so beautiful.
It does look beautiful.
And the hummingbirds love it.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, so
you have really maximized that property. It is just amazing.
Well, we're still working on it, though.
Yeah. So. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. House and Gardens, it's an ongoing
And we love
project.
All the rose bushes along Theater Drive there, yeah. and uh-huh. we got a sidewalk, and people walk along. We get tourists come up to our porch and just kind of hang out for a while.
Tell them $1 for every picture
I know,
they take.
I should, yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for trudging through all that snow out there. Holy moly, it's deep.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure I was going to make it, especially when I got into the Ford area. There was no plowing done there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Richard.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for inviting
me.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Joni.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.